You're listening to SBS News.
Mahum Afras is a 26-year-old doctor born in Pakistan who had hoped to welcome hundreds of guests, including extended family from abroad, at her wedding this weekend.
Both my husband and I are from Punjab in Pakistan. A grand Pakistani wedding is really extravagant.
The family paid for a Sydney waterfront venue, but COVID-19 travel bans forced the couple to postpone the reception until next year.
$20,000 in deposits, but they've all been transferred across, so we're very lucky. I know some other couples weren't that lucky.
The bride and groom opted for an intimate Islamic wedding in the family home, hoping international borders will reopen in time for their big celebration next year. Wedding planner Nita Tanner specialises in South Asian weddings, which often involve days of celebrations. In Queensland, from November, up to 40 people will be able to dance at weddings. As wedding restrictions continue to ease, Ms. Tanner says couples are starting to plan again, with some nuptials to be live-streamed for an overseas audience. Photographer Tim Engelbrecht is also shifting online despite a lot of cancellations this season.
Spring is easily the biggest time of the year for the wedding industry, and usually we'll be doing 3 up to 5 weddings per week, and this time round we're doing maybe 1, sometimes none, so it's had a massive impact on our business.
Business is also slow for florist Katie Bloom, but she's hoping for more bookings again soon.
Most florists do functions would probably earn about 80% of their year's income over the next sort of 6 or 8 weeks. And now I have 2 for October, and that's all I've got for the rest of the year.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.